In Northwest news on KPLU, after just barely missing the playoffs this season, the Mariners are going all in to try and make it to the postseason next year. As sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick, they made some big moves this week to improve their odds.
Art, the biggest move the Mariners made this week was the signing of free agent slugger Nelson Cruz. What do you think?
I think it's an act of desperation, as have been most of the acts the Mariners have committed over the last couple of years in trying to build a contender. They've had a remarkable string of failures at designated hitter. Since Edgar Martinez retired in 2004, he was the best DH, I think, in baseball history. They named the annual award for the best DH after Edgar. They've just struck out big time. They have the lowest cumulative batting average for the DH position over the 10 years since Edgar's retired. And last year was a great example, again, that Corey Hart and Kendrys Morales just failed abysmally. And it was so aggravating because they missed the playoffs by one game. You know, a couple of hits here or there right. by a guy who's paid to do nothing but hit would have been the difference. So they've decided they're going to solve that problem. They invested $57 million in Nelson Cruz over 4 years, which means that by the end of his contract, he'll be 39. He's probably got a good year or two left in him. So it's really going to be a difficult thing down the road, but they don't care about down the road. They care about 2015.
Well, they are putting a lot of chips on the table. Could 2015 be their year?
Well, if everybody stays healthy and produces to the back of their baseball cards, they probably will. They certainly have got the young pitching. We saw a lot of that, and most of it returns. With Nelson Cruz to hit between Robinson Cano and Kyle Seager in the lineup, there is a chance to have an almost average major league hitting team. Combined with the pitching, that would be a real recipe for success. It's hard to say if everybody's going to perform right now, but they certainly put the money into a 2015 run because it was so aggravating last year to see both Kansas City and Oakland, two teams with far fewer resources than the Mariners, leap over them to get in the playoffs.
Well, speaking of Kyle Seager, they have enhanced their roster by signing him, this gold glove third baseman and all-star player, to a $100 million 7-year contract extension.
Well, it was kind of exciting, I think, for Mariner fans because they actually invested in a young guy whose prime is coming up instead of on the decline. So, and the other thing about Seager is that he's the first player really since Alex Rodriguez that the Mariners have grown from a farm kid to reach major league all-star maturity on their watch. They didn't trade him away like Adam Jones. They kept him and he's produced. It's a rare thing with the Mariners. And again, one of the reasons why they haven't had much success is the failure of the farm system to produce all-star quality hitters. They have to go out and buy it on the veteran free agent market. It's very expensive and often subject to failure just simply because guys who are in their declining years in the career often fail abruptly. And that's the big fear of Nelson Cruz because guys like Nelson Cruz sometimes struggle in their new ballparks. Cruz has hit only .234 in his career at Safeco. He's also had poor averages at two other American League West ballparks, Oakland and Los Angeles. So the upshot is that they're bringing in a guy who's never hit well at this ballpark. So it's a big risk, I think, on the Mariners' part. But they don't care about the future. They only care about now. And if he hits .234, that will be a 30-point uptick from what they had last year.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.